For KBIA, I'm Cameron Connor. State health officials say just more than 10% of the state's residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Health department data today shows 873,675 vaccine doses were distributed, with 239,293 people receiving both doses. Governor Mike Parson yesterday announced more mass vaccination sites for the week, but residents were urged to call ahead to ensure the events were not postponed because of frigid weather and snow that has settled over the state. Today, Missouri reported 471,662 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 7,455 deaths since the pandemic began. The Mizzou Financial Aid Department notified eligible students that they would be receiving another round of COVID-19 emergency financial aid. This aid, in the amount of either $700 or $1,000, was automatically applied to the accounts of students with an estimated family contribution under $20,000. For students struggling financially, such as Lucy Conkling, the aid was much-needed relief in the midst of the pandemic.
I wasn't really expecting it. Money has been really tight for me recently, especially this last couple of months. With the weather being so cold, my utilities are higher. I'm not able to work as much because I'm back at school full-time. So I felt like the relief, like a weight off of my shoulders.
While many students are receiving aid, ineligible students have missed out on this round of emergency funding. MU's financial aid department director explained that it had a finite amount of money to disperse, and the EFC offered a way to determine the students with the most need in order to get aid out as fast as possible. A Republican from Pulaski County says his colleagues in the Missouri House made the right call in passing legislation barring law enforcement agencies from enforcing federal gun laws. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more Politically Speaking podcast.
The House's passage of what's known as the Second Amendment Preservation Act is a reaction of sorts to President Joe Biden's calls for more gun control. It would also open up a person or entity, such as a police department, to lawsuits if they're found to deprive a Missouri citizen of the right to keep and bear arms. Hardwick disagrees with the contention that the legislation is unconstitutional and also adds this is a natural tension that exists between states and the federal government.
You have a power. The state is going to call you and question you on that power, if that power is constitutional, if it's allowable, if it's in your nebulous power as the executive.
The Second Amendment Preservation Act is currently pending in the Missouri Senate. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind chill levels are expected across much of central United States at the start of the week, and mid-Missouri is no exception. The National Weather Service has issued wind chill warnings for Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri at least through today because of a blast of Arctic air will dominate the weather throughout the region. Several inches of snow is expected to fall across much of Missouri today. The Columbia, Missourian reports, Columbia College's main campus has canceled classes today because of concerns about the winter weather. MU announced that it will shift to remote operations today, meaning all classes will be held remotely. The City of Columbia will extend its temporary overnight warming center through Thursday as well. I'm Cameron Connor. KBIA.